If memory serves, it's been about a year since the Army Corps of Engineers was granted the authority to make a decision about what to do with Lake Lanier and the water coming out of it. And I think at that time, the fine point in that decision was the Army Corps was given the authority. It didn't mean they had to act on it, but it's assumed that they would, come up with some sort of plan. Can you give me an update on that?
Sure. And it is a little bit complicated to understand, but the Corps of Engineers, of course, has been given the authority and responsibility by Congress to operate four federal dams on the Chattahoochee. And how they manage and operate those dams dictates the water level in the lakes, the water downstream, and so forth. Lake Lanier, it was determined, is legally authorized for water supply. The Corps says it believes it has the legal discretion. The question is how much of the storage in Lake Lanier can be used for Metro Atlanta water supply. And, of course, the kicker is whenever we're in drought. That's when everybody's scrambling to have water. And so the Corps is currently working on something called a draft water control manual that would determine how it would operate Buford Dam there at Lake Lanier. And it's balancing many uses, from lake levels to water supply, hydropower, irrigation downstream, water quality downstream, endangered species down in Florida. So it must legally balance all those things. We expect in a year or so to see a draft of this water control manual.
Do riverkeepers like the Chattahoochee Riverkeeper have input with the Army Corps, or you just have to wait and see what they come up with?
We have been always very engaged in this tri-state water conflict. I have a staff person who spends probably half or three-quarters of her time on this issue. She's a scientist. She's working with many other stakeholders to look at the models that would show, given certain operation of the dams, certain hydrological events, how the river would respond and be able to accommodate everyone's needs to the best possible ability. So we are actively involved with the Corps, with other federal agencies. We're a participant in something called the ACF Stakeholders, a group throughout the river basin of all kinds of folks except government agencies trying to come up with solutions. It's very important to us to protect the entire basin, water quality, ecology, recreation, those sorts of things.
Is it possible, is it realistic to expect that all the major stakeholders, whether it be the drinking supply for Metro Atlanta, which is growing, hydropower in Alabama, the fish species in Florida, just to pick out the three, and even towns downstream, is it realistic to expect that a solution is going to be arrived at that will satisfy all the major stakeholders? Or is someone going to get the short shrift here?
Well, that's, of course, the $64,000 question. And we believe there is a way to balance everyone's needs, but not the greeds. Everyone is going to have to be realistic about what their actual demands are in the future. We think Metro Atlanta is is exaggerating its future projected water demand, particularly if you look at the real measurable results that can be achieved through additional conservation. I know people say, oh, we can't do it all through conservation, and we understand that, but we've put out a report, Filling the Water Gap, that shows easily 150 million gallons a day of water could be found through fixing the leaks, retrofitting toilets, reuse water, things that our state government is not investing in.
Do you think there'll come a time, though, eventually, maybe not in our, certainly not in our lifetimes, but you know, a few decades down the road where Metro Atlanta and perhaps the population growth in North Georgia, not just in the city, but throughout the entire region, is going to become so large that Lake Lanier and the Chattahoochee will no longer be able to satisfy the drinking water needs of Atlanta?
Certainly, this river system is very small. It cannot accommodate 50 million people. We know that. What number can it accommodate while also meeting downstream needs? That is certainly the big question. But you've also got the other things that go with that, from air quality to traffic to other issues. Water is certainly a very limiting factor, but you get more people. And do folks really want to keep moving into Atlanta if it is that dense? So I think there are a lot of factors that will be involved. But there is a limit to what this lake and this river can provide and still be a flowing liquid lifeline for future generations. We've got to not just think short term today, but let's look out into the future. Look at the changing climate. Look at the kind of rain events that are impacting our river system, drought, floods. So we believe we've got to use data, science, to make these decisions, and not politically expedient decisions that might benefit a few powerful insiders.
Looking long term again, I'm talking maybe 50 or 60 years and more into the future. Is the Tennessee River a better source for water than, say, the Chattahoochee is right now?
Well, I think it depends on your perspective. The people in Tennessee would say no. For them, yes. For Atlanta, no.
Well, this is not going to be a state issue when you get decades down the road. It's going to be a regional and, you know,
sure.
You're talking like we have a serious problem. We're not going to be able to support the population growth in this part of the country without having enough water.
That's right.
And the Chattahoochee and Lake Lanier is not going to do it, I don't think, 60, 70 years from now.
Well, it's just, you know, having this crystal ball, it's impossible to figure out. Lake Lanier could have 26 billion gallons more of water if we raise the level 2 feet. Again, conservation. There are things that we haven't. Think 50 years ago. Were we being at all efficient with water or energy? No. There are so many things. I think we may be able to live reasonably live within a demand. I mean, again, do you think we'll have 50 million people in Metro Atlanta? I don't know that we could manage that. But to your question of the Tennessee River, it is a big river up there. There are legal, political, financial issues. But who knows, 50 or 70 years from now, what might the circumstance be? I don't think it's going to be any time in the next few decades that's possible or reasonable. It's too expensive. It's legally impossible to do now. And why would we do it when we have the low-hanging fruit of let's use Lanier better, a lot better, maybe raise it a couple feet. Let's be truly efficient with our water use. And energy. Energy use is inextricably connected to water use, too.
Conspicuous by their absence from your remarks are reservoirs. Not a big fan of building reservoirs.
Well, I'm not a big fan of the reservoirs that have been proposed to date because they are not real water supply reservoirs. They are amenity lakes for real estate development. That is the way they're being proposed. That is the push there. And again, when you're looking at $100, $200 million for a reservoir, why aren't we looking at using Lanier, Allatoona, and other existing lakes better before we dam up more streams? It's too expensive.
Is a severe drought the best way to educate the public about about water needs? Now, I remember, you know, a few
truly
years ago.
Truly it is. Truly.
2007, 2008, we were parched. And it really, I think it shocked a lot of people in Metro Atlanta. And you had water restrictions being implemented by virtually every jurisdiction in the area. And you had neighbors ratting out other neighbors who were watering their lawn on an incorrect day. And people were into gray water. They never heard of gray water before.
Mm-hmm.
So there is a silver lining to droughts.
There is a bit of a silver lining.
From where you're coming from.
I think for all of us. Because we have for far too long thought that, you know, water was just, well, we just have a lot of it here. We're in the South. We don't need to worry. And I think it was a huge wake-up call to the value of this precious liquid. And I go out and give a lot of talks, and I am so impressed at how the people of this state and North Georgia are looking at water and realizing that it's a very precious thing, and we need to be very careful. I'm impressed with many businesses, Toto, the Atlanta Airport, the Better Buildings Challenge in the city of Atlanta. You've got a number of companies around that are great, and we've highlighted them in our Filling the Water Gap report. But there are also many other businesses that are not paying attention, and they're huge users. And certainly landscaping. We've got to focus on different ways, rain harvesting, native landscaping. We can have beautiful yards and lawns. But in the summer and early fall, the water use skyrockets because of outdoor use. Let's just think about doing things differently.
The Chattahoochee Riverkeeper had taken issue over a permit issued by the EPD to Forsyth County that would allow treated wastewater to be dumped, piped into the Chattahoochee in advance of this proposed Shake Rag water reclamation facility. You guys filed suit, correct?
We did. We've worked for 4 years. The first 2 years, we tried valiantly to work with Forsyth County and the Georgia EPD to convince them that the permit for this new, brand new sewage discharge into the river needed to be as strict, as tight as possible, and similar to ones imposed elsewhere, such as Gwinnett County's discharge into the lake. The state didn't listen, so we ended up filing a permit appeal. We won at the initial level, went through the courts, and ultimately lost that battle, unfortunately.
In the state Supreme Court?
Yes. The state Supreme Court did not take that case. And it's unfortunate because this new sewage discharge is into the Chattahoochee River National Recreation Area, the first water trail in the country, first designated water trail. And it would not cost much at all to do what needs to be done to add some additional chemicals to this facility, to have stringent limits for bacteria and for phosphorus, which is a nutrient that can load the river with algae. We think that was incredibly short-sighted and sort of last-century thinking by the county and by the state. The state is too invested in mediocrity and not in doing the best that can be done for the people and future generations at what was a very small cost. The county ended up spending more than $500,000. We understand $700,000 on lawyers fighting us. They could have used that to have a better, cleaner discharge instead.
I think the CRK had claimed that it was the amounts specified in the permit were in violation of clean water laws. Would that be in violation of federal laws?
Well, that's right. And
if so, how is that possible? How can that happen?
Well, there is, under the Federal Clean Water Act, there's a provision that's called the anti-degradation provision that says if you have clean, high-quality water, which is what we do currently have in this section of the river where they would discharge, then you can only degrade that water so much. And it becomes a lawyer's argument over words. You know how that goes in terms of how much is too much degradation. But it's a central tenet of the Clean Water Act such that we don't just wait until rivers are so polluted, then we enforce to clean them up. We try to keep high-quality waters as clean as possible while accommodating economic needs, which we never fought the discharge. We all flush the toilet and the sewage has to be treated and go somewhere. Our issue was the cleanliness of that discharge in what we believed the Clean Water Act demanded.
You've been involved with the well-being of the Chattahoochee for many years.
A long time. 19 years.
Do you think the river is in better shape environmentally now than, say, it was even 5 years ago? I mean, overall?
I truly believe that from a water quality standpoint, the river is in much better shape. The river below Atlanta has come alive again with state parks, development on its banks, not too close to the banks, but development. People want to build and see and live near a part of the river that used to be so polluted, you would not want to get near it. So the city of Atlanta has spent a lot of money, $1.6 billion to date. I think that there's a greater awareness of environmental laws. The thing that I'm particularly concerned about, though, is having enough water throughout the river system. Enough clean water is what we fight for. It's cleaner today. There's still threats, but there's a lot of threat from a consumptive standpoint.
As someone who has watched the river very closely, there have been several reports of a large alligator in the Chattahoochee, north of Atlanta.
That's right.
What's with that?
Who knows? But he looks pretty big. So when I'm out in my kayak, I'm keeping my eye out for him for sure. We have not heard, nor has the state, I don't believe, of any nuisance reports. So I think he's keeping to himself right now. It's a big surprise that given the cold water in this river that comes out from under Lake Lanier, that he would be surviving or overwintering. So I think the state wildlife officials will be keeping a close look at him. And if there is any possible threat, they will take steps. But for right now, he's enjoying the river park just like everybody else.
Sally Bethay is Executive Director of the Chattahoochee Riverkeeper. Sally, it's good to see you. Thanks for coming in.
Always a pleasure to see you, Steve. Thank you.